Now, Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Friday, when Abner told Sister Simpson that Lum had a broken leg so that he could get out of taking her to a sociable at the schoolhouse, little did he realize the trouble he was getting Lum into. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at their Jot'em Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
It's every bit your fault, too. I ought to take one of these crutches and whop you right on top of the head with it.
Well, now, don't go laying it on to me. It was your idea, every bit of it.
My idea?
Yes, sir, your idea. You told me to tell Sister Simpson that your leg was broke so you wouldn't have to take her to that sociable last Friday.
I told you to tell Sister Simpson, but I never told you to spread it all over town. You went over there to that sociable and told everybody there that I had a broke leg.
Well, folks was asking me why you weren't there, Lum. And then that new school teacher at Miss Frederick's, or whatever her name is.
That's right, Miss Frederick.
Yeah, she walked up to me while I was standing there talking to Uncle Henry Launchford, I believe it was, and a bunch of them, and said she heard you had a broke leg and want to know how you'd getting along. Well, natural, I had to say something to her. Couldn't just stand there.
Yeah, well, how did she hear about it?
Well, I reckon Sister Simpson told her. She boards over there.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
And that's the reason I rushed on over there to your place Friday night and told you better get your leg wropped up with some splints on it, because everybody said they's coming over to see you.
Well, they sure done it. I think the whole town come over there to play Saturday and Sunday, sympathizing with me.
Well, you ought to be glad to have so many friends.
Oh, yeah, it's awful thought of them to want to help, but it makes me feel ashamed to death to sit there and let them wait on me hand and foot when there ain't a thing in the world wrong with me.
No, natural.
Feel like I'm cheating. Have to sit there and tell stories about how bad it hurts and make up stuff. Women folks cooking all kinds of victuals for me to eat.
Well, natural, huh? They know you ain't got nobody over to take care of you.
Yeah, the Widder Abernathy baked up a cake and brung over to me.
Well, you're getting something to eat anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm into it now, though. I can't let them know my leg ain't broke after eating all them victuals.
No.
Especially after eating that big cake.
Yeah, that's where you made your mistake right there.
No, the mistake was made whenever you told Sister Simpson I had a broke leg.
Well, you told me to tell her that. Hollered to me while I was talking to her on the phone. Said, tell her I got a broke leg. Tell her
but
I got a broke leg.
Do you have to repeat everything you hear? Worse than some polyparrot.
Well, I thought I was doing the right thing. I'm sorry.
Well, forget about it. It's too late now. What I better be doing is studying up some way out of this.
Well, the only thing I know to do is just haul off and tell everybody just a joke.
Joke? Oh, no. Done went too far for that. If I told that Ezra Seastrunk and Mose Moot this is a joke about my leg being broke after letting them pack me out in the front yard Sunday afternoon in that rocking chair and letting them wait on me, they'd beat me to death.
Yeah, that's right. That Ezra, he ain't got no sense of humor at all. Awful high strung.
I know. He'd fight.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't blame him none, either.
No,
we got to think of something else, Abner.
Well, let's see. Doggies ought to be some way out of it, surely.
Well, we better find something before I go stark raving mad crazy. You've got them bandages on there so tight, it's got the circulation cut off.
Well, I don't know nothing about fixing a broke leg, Lum. You ought to get Doc Miller to rough it up for you. He can do it right.
Yeah, and then he'd find out it ain't broke and tell everybody in town.
Uh-oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Anyways, I might as well have a broke leg as to have to drag myself around with these crutches, my leg all wropped up.
Yeah.
At least wouldn't have to tell my friends no stories about it.
Well, if it make you feel any better, we might find a way of sure enough breaking it.
Got to find some way. Do what? Break it?
Yeah, we ought to find some way to do it. You told Sister Simpson that you fell off the porch or had me tell her that. Why don't you just try that?
You crazy? You think I'd sure enough break my leg? On a purpose?
Well, you wouldn't have to break it much, just a little.
Well, ain't no way to break it just a little, though.
Well, you said
a broke leg is a broke leg.
I know.
Anywhere.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know. I was just trying to help you. Said it'd make you feel better if you had one.
Well, it would, but I mean, I just hate to go around telling folks something that ain't the truth. Granny, this ought to be a good lesson to me. This whole trouble is all caused by just telling one little story.
Yeah, you oughtn't to have told me to say it.
Well, the worst part about it is I can't see the new school teacher, Miss Frederick. If it weren't for this, I could be down there every afternoon carrying her books home from school for her.
Well, now, you get around on them crutches pretty good, Lum, not to have no more experience than you had. Might be kind of hard for you to carry her books, but, well, you could get a book satchel and throw it over your shoulder, a little red wagon, something, scooter, anything.
Well, she wouldn't want somebody tagging along with her with a broke leg.
Well, now, you better do something or that Frank Foster's going to beat your time, I'll tell you that.
Frank Foster?
Oh, yeah, he's been sparking at her ever since she hit town. Sat over there and made sheep eyes at her all during a sociable the other night.
He did, huh?
Yeah, then carried her over to meeting Sunday.
Why, that dead blame snake in the weeds. Looks to me like he's got plenty to do running that filling station over there without wasting his time sparking at some woman that don't care nothing about him.
How do you know she don't care nothing about him?
Why, did she act like she did?
Well, I never noticed particular, but, well, I reckon she come over to meeting with him of her own accord. He never had no rope on her dragging her over there.
There's the despisablest one human I ever knowed in my life.
I thought you liked her.
Him. Frank Foster.
Oh, him, oh.
Dead blame bully. Takes advantage of a feller laid up with a broke leg to where he can't get out to protect himself. Jumping on a cripple, that's what he's doing.
Why, you ain't got no broke leg, Long.
Don't say that, Abner.
Huh?
You're going to blurt that out one of these days and somebody's in here and file everything. As far as you know, my leg is broke.
All right, I won't say it no more then.
So the smart aleck Mr. Foster thinks he's going to beat my time, huh? Why, dead blame his ornery hide. I'll take a crutch and
mind
walk
out,
him
Long,
right...
Mind out, get that crutch back under you. There comes Squire Skimp.
Huh?
Squire Skimp coming in the door there.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, Squire.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Come on back.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Lum, what's this I hear about you having an accident?
Yeah, broke my leg, Squire.
In two places.
Hey, Chef Abner.
Well, I do know. Well, that's a shame, Lum.
Yeah, I hate it the worst way.
Well, naturally you would, Lum.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Naturally, I would.
Does it seem to be paining you very much, Lum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just suffered something wonderful with it.
No, too bad. It's too bad.
I ain't had an easy minute since it happened.
Well, I hate to see you crippled up this way, Lum. But you're a lucky man, I'll say that for you.
Lucky? With a broke leg? I don't see how you can figure that.
Well, I didn't exactly mean it the way it sounded, Lum. What I meant was, well, naturally it's unlucky that you broke your leg, but it's mighty lucky for you that you have that little insurance policy with me.
Insurance policy?
Well, yes, that is the smartest thing that you ever did in your life, Lum, when you let me talk you into buying that accident policy here a while back.
Geez, I'd forgot all about that. Well, broke legs don't count, do they?
Why, of course it does. Yes, it does. Any way that you're incapacitated, you get paid for it, Lum.
I do, huh?
Yes, you do. And like I told you before, and I'll say it again, you won't have one bit of trouble collecting compensation from a reliable company like mine.
Collecting what now, Squire? Come over that again.
I say, Lum, you won't have any trouble collecting money from a reliable company.
Oh, well,
like
I wouldn't want to charge them nothing for just a little old broke leg.
Why, certainly we'll pay you. You've got it coming to you, Lum.
No, I wouldn't feel right about it, Squire. Appreciate you being so nice to offer it anyway.
Oh, tut, tut, Lum.
I tell you, a body just don't know who his friends is till something like this happens to him.
Well, now, just a minute, Lum. Do you mean to sit there and say that you don't want to collect what's rightfully coming to you after paying premiums all this time?
No, sir. It weren't their fault I said that blame clumsy. I don't want some poor insurance company to have to dig down their pockets just because I'm so awkward.
Well, Lum, that's what you carry insurance for, to take care of you in a time like this.
Well, I'll just quit carrying it then. I'll just drop the policy.
Well, this is a new one on me. This is the first time that I've ever run across that attitude. They generally want more than what's coming to them.
Yeah, well, just tell them to forget about me.
No, I won't do any such thing. As your agent, I'm going to see that you get what's coming to you, Lum. I've got the disability form all filled out here.
Oh, my goodness.
What did I do with that? Yes, here it is. That's here. Asking them to mail you a check for $100. Now, all you have to do is sign it right here.
$100? I won't take it.
Yes, you will now. Now, Lum, as a favor to me, you've got to take it.
As a favor to you?
Why, yes. On the strength of this settlement, Lum, I'll sell everybody in this town an accident policy. All I'd like to do is to let them call you up and you tell them what a fine policy that it is. And to remind them of it, I'll just say, look at poor old Lum Edwards over there with a broken leg. Now, where would he be today if he wasn't covered by one of my accident policies?
Well, Squire, it ain't no use of you talking. I won't sign.
Yes, you will, Lum. I'm determined in this now. If you won't sign it, I'm going to have a doctor examine you. And I'll send in his report. I'll get the money for you.
A doctor?
Yes, sir. I'll get a doctor.
Better sign it, Lum.
Yeah. Hand it here, Squire. I'll sign it.